listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come to you every Saturday morning to talk to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Listen, my son Lana's with me today, and we're going to do a healing service right here over this radio. So if you need healing out there today, or you know anyone suffering in their body that needs to be healed, you can give them a call. You tell them to tune in. We expect the hand of the Lord to move today to touch lives. We really expect it to be done. Also, if you got friends anywhere in the world that you think this program would benefit, you can listen to this program 24/7 on the internet. All you need to do is go to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word on demand, click on that, and then you'll see any Saturday there, you'll see the word Lifeline. So you can listen. We've got almost 3 years of teaching on here now, and you can download it, podcast it free. So we appreciate if you know anyone out there that needs to. Really needs this kind of service. Listen, we appreciate you very much. I'm going to throw something else out there, too. We have a chance. This is big stuff, but I'm going to throw it out there. We have a chance to get on 33 radio stations in one day that covers a lot of the United States, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, up through Pennsylvania, with 110,000 extra listeners. That's 110,000 people everywhere. That's people that listen, 110,000. And we don't have the money, no question about that, but I just kind of feel like, you know, there's people out there hurting and, you know what I mean, just anyway, and get the gospel out. And I know there's people out there with money that wants to serve and wants to find a way to get the gospel out. Well, we need $1,000 a month, so we need 3 or 4 people, if you're interested, to make a big commitment. I mean a big commitment, and because we have to make a commitment for 6 months. But anyway, there's people out there, if you're listening, you got a lot of money, and you want to get the gospel out, you want to find a way to serve the Lord, we'll be preaching to 110,000 people every week, and we can get the money to do it.
That's a major impact, 110,000 people.
That's a lot of people. And just from our one little thing we're doing here now, we find a lot of broken, hurting people out there that needs help. So you measure it if we can preach to 110,000 new people a week. So just keep it in mind, if you need to, when you're really looking for a way to serve the Lord, I mean, this is big money, no question. We need $1,000 a month. We have to have the commitment before we do it. But anyway, thank you about it, okay? Well, we love you, and we just want to talk to you today about, I just want to give you a few scriptures, and we're going to open the telephone lines up. I'm going to give you the numbers now, so you can begin to write them down. And really, we expect the Lord to heal people today. We expect that, because that's what he does. So if you have friends that need healing, you can give them a call. We're here in faith today, believing that what we say, the power of God backs it up. We believe heaven backs it up itself because it's the word of God. We're going to give you the word of God, and we expect the Lord Jesus to back his word naturally. So if you need healing today, you give us a call, okay? And listen, Jesus will heal us today because this is what Jesus does. No question about it. And this is what he wants to do for you today. Matthew 4:23, listen to this. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Hallelujah.
Among the people. Matthew 15:30, great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and he cast them down at his feet, and he healed them all. And listen to this, verse 11, and the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke unto them of the kingdom of God, and he healed them that had need of healing. Listen, what he did then, he'll do now. He says, I am the Lord. I change not. Malachi 3:6. So he's a healer, and he will heal you. Now listen, I know that this is big, but nevertheless, Jesus don't change. Just because people don't believe today doesn't mean that anything about the Lord Jesus has changed. We're still healed by his stripes. All you have to do is step out now and begin to really believe it. This is what we call the law of first mention. Listen, there's a principle in the Bible. Whatever Jesus did, whatever he taught, whatever his apostles taught after him, we can't change that. I mean, that's the law of first. That's what Jesus did. That's what the apostles did. And that's what we as servants of God should be doing today. He has not changed his mind. He didn't like sickness. He didn't like disease. He wanted healed. So there's no need to change that. This is what the Lord Jesus does. He is our healer. All right, we're going to open the lines up right now. And phone number 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. If it's out of town, 888-221-8990. The lines are open. If you have need of healing, you give us a call, okay? And we appreciate that. Len, you agree with me, don't you? I mean, whatever Jesus did, I mean, he can't stop what he is.
No. His name and his word will stand forever. He is the Messiah that is here for all times. And he gave us the specific, if you look at Matthew 10:8, as you go, preach, which is what we're doing here this morning. As you go, preach, okay? Now we're going to preach, and we're going to say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The next thing says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Hope we have a live call.
Right here. Morning, this is Bob. Can I help you?
Yeah, I just want to pray for an agreement for myself, my health, my blood pressure to come down.
All right. Okay, evidently you're a believer. You wouldn't be calling. You wouldn't be wanting to pray, right?
Yeah, I'm a believer.
Hey, let me throw you a little hint here on blood pressure, too, before I pray for you. The greatest thing I have run into to help blood pressure is, and this is without a doubt, this really does work, is beet juice. You got to buy
what is it?
Beet juice.
Oh, beet juice, okay.
Now, I mean, it will bring it down now. A glass of beet juice will bring it down as we speak, but it's a beet powder. You got to get it probably for health issue, but it will help you. But let me pray for you right now. Now, listen, let's really get in agreement and believe for this, okay? Is your blood pressure very bad?
Yes.
It is. What's your name, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
My name is Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, well, Len and I here are going to agree with you. You ask for agreement, and listen, the fact that you've called and the fact that you've asked the Lord Jesus for help, trust him in it, okay?
Yes.
All right. Lee, listen, we just want to bless you here today, okay? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bring our brother Lee before you. Mm-hmm. He is called, he's obedient, he's asked you to heal him. And we just ask now, Father God, that you bring total healing in his body, Father, completely, from head to toe, Master. Whatever the reason is for the high blood pressure, the root of it, Father, we want you to heal that. And we just ask you to totally heal this blood pressure. And listen, Father, we just speak against that problem with blood pressure. We command anything to touch his body to get up and walk out. Do you remember, Lee, when Jesus prayed for Peter's mother-in-law, the fever got up and left? The fever just got up and left the mother-in-law. We just command the high blood pressure now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to get up and leave. All right, Lee, depend on it, trust it, okay? Take care. Lord bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks. All right, thanks.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Give us a call now, folks, 772-221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. All right.
Let me get back to what I was saying here before the phone call. Thank you, Lee, for calling in. As you go, preach. As you go what? As you go about spreading this gospel, as you go about giving the good news of the kingdom, as you go about, he said, preach and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's just take that one verse for 1 second. The kingdom of heaven, all the rule, all the reign, all the authority, all the things that are associated with the name of Jesus, all the things that we associate by attribute with the kingdom of heaven is at hand right here, tangible today, to cast out diseases, to heal all manner of sickness. That's what Jesus said. This is his words in the Gospel of Matthew. You can start about verse 5 and just read on down, and you'll see it in verse 8. Heal the sick, he said. Go preach and heal the sick. Let's do it. Bob, I think we have a phone call.
Lost it. We lost it, Johnny. Go ahead, Russ. How did you get off?
Whoever that is, call back. Whoever we just lost, turn the thing. Whoever we just lost on the phone, call back. Please call back. We lost that phone call. No problem. In the name of Jesus, we're going to keep right on rolling. Because the devil's going to come in. Little weird things are going to happen to try to hinder this, because we're trying to do a great move of God to help people. It's about helping people. You sacrifice your life and your time, and you call upon the kingdom's power, the king's authority, the name of Jesus, and you give it to people. When you get healed spiritually, let me say this, when your inner man starts to receive from God, your physical man will line up. I think oftentimes, and I think Bob will back me on this, oftentimes we seek the healing, but we're supposed to seek the healer.
Amen.
If we will seek Jesus, seek his face, and draw into an intimate one-on-one and draw into a love relationship with him, you won't most of the time have to worry about the flesh. Then when that spirit gets healed, when your inner man gets quickened, when the blood transfusion comes from that bloodline of Christ, what he shed on that cross, when you take that bloodshed of the cross and you internalize it and start to worship him and start to serve him, your flesh will line up.
Amen, that's for sure. Listen, you know, one thing I've noticed is, I mean, we just get to a point where we don't believe like we should. We just, because we don't see it, we don't see people getting healed, and we just get, I don't know, stagnant or lethargic in that area, and we just don't really pray. But look, the Word of God stands forever. Whatever Jesus did, he will do today. He's never give us a change order. If our Lord Jesus didn't give us a change order concerning healing, and the book is complete, the Bible is finished, we can't change anything. We have to keep on keeping on. So we have to realize that even though what you didn't do yesterday, what you haven't seen in the past, don't put your faith in that. Put your faith in what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Peter said, by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah said, by his stripes we were healed. Peter says, by his stripes we were healed. And Matthew said, when Jesus went about healing, he did this to fulfill the word of Matthew about we being healed by his stripes. So this is a promise that we have. If you haven't seen it, don't worry about that. If you need healing, you do like the gentleman with the blood pressure, you give us a call. Jesus said, as you go to the 12, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He then said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you receive, freely give. That's what he, listen, that's what he said. You receive this freely, he said. I've received it freely. I've been healed myself. And I've received salvation freely. They said, freely give. That's what we're doing today. We receive freely, we give freely. Okay, let me get you over to them real quick. Hold on. What am I doing here, Connie? I'm hitting that green button. I'm sorry because
listen, while they're working on the phone thing, I'll say I've got many healing testimonies. If we have time today, maybe I'll get into one or two of the testimonies for you. While they're trying to work out the phone and get the live caller, I mean, I have seen people healed from ovarian cancer to stage 3 terminal cancer. You name it. I mean, I've seen colons cleansed. I've seen colons healed. I've seen a guy fall. This is a true story. My wife and I were down at, what is it, Jam and Jensen Thursday night one night. We're walking around minding our business. We look in a store window. This is a weird story, but we look in a store window. A store owner falls. They just mopped the floor. He slipped on that mop floor. He fell. I mean, we believe to this day that he either dislocated or broke his arm. His elbow got really hot and weird. He couldn't move it. He was in unreal pain. The guy was crying out. I think we have this live call. Let me say this real quick. We stopped in, pray for that owner. His elbow was moving. I saw him the next day. He was in perfect health.
Hey, this is Bob. Can we help you? Testimony. That's a good testimony.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Can we help you? This is Bob. Hello.
Hello. Is there someone on the phone line?
Phone problems today.
Is there someone live on the phone line?
All right. We have to rebuke the enemy here, Ross. We got to take a photo of this thing.
Well, that's that. We'll just pray for that now. Lord, heal this phone line.
Yeah, we're getting phone calls.
We're doing ministry.
He can't help anybody.
Heal the phone line. Anyway, it's a true story. We were down at Jam and Jensen on Thursday night, walking around, not looking to heal anybody. We're just minding our business, walking around, enjoying the scene. This guy falls. His elbow got get totally messed up. We pray for him. The next day I see him, he's fine. His elbow's fine. He was so grateful. It was unreal.
In the name of Jesus, place that money, authority of the Lord Jesus.
I think we have a live call now.
This is Bob. Can I help you?
Hey, Pastor Bob and Landon, this is Sister Sharon.
Hey,
I am believing God. I'm touching and agreeing with you all. Whoever calls in, I'm touching and agreeing for the victory. We have the victory. God created us to have the victory.
Yes, he did.
All times.
Yes, he did. And you can tell this is a woman who's walked through things. She's walked through things. She's prayed. She's seen things happen. She's watched the victory in her life. It's a path. Sharon, right? It's a path. You got to start walking. When you step out on faith and start believing in God and walk with him, you'll watch these things come to pass.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Sharon, we love you. Thank
you
again so much.
What am I doing? Hit this button again?
Hit the green. That's
it. Bob, can you help me?
No, now you got to hit it one more time. Boom.
Something wrong with this one. This is war. That's where we are right now. This is war. Remember that? All right.
This is what happens to
phone. Hang in there. We're working on these phones. We think we're under attack here. We don't know what's going on. But phone looks pretty, but it don't work.
It's good. All right. We got a live call on there. Talk to me. You on the phone?
No.
Yes, right. Hello.
Hello. All right. This is Bob. Can we help you?
I was actually calling for prayer for spiritual healing.
Okay. Okay. Tell me about.
Or even just to confess my sin. I am a woman. I struggle with pornography. And I just want to fully repent of this sin and to walk in the fullness of God so I can be a vessel worthy to be used by Him.
All right, excellent. Here, let me ask you something. Are you, you're definitely born again, excellent. No question about that, right?
Yes. And,
okay. You said you want to confess your sins. Are you Catholic?
No.
Okay. All right, well, listen, the fact that you've done that, and listen, this is very important. You made this call. You have confessed. Now, look, don't never look at that sin again, okay? Never think about it. Never think you need to confess. But if you think you need to confess, the enemy will always have it in your face and make you feel guilty at all times. Now, I'm gonna, you need deliverance if you're hooked on pornography. You know, I'm going to do that. Len and I are going to get in the group. We're going to do deliverance on you right now and set you totally free from it. But you got to remember that you are free, okay? Don't go back.
Okay.
Don't pick it back up. You've got to absolutely know that you're free. And begin to seek the Lord Jesus, you know, with your situation and just love Him. And pretty soon the right person will come into your life or whatever, but He'll take care of that problem. But it's definitely a problem. The devil has a grip on this thing. I'm going to cast it out now, okay? What's your name? You want to tell me?
Stacy.
Stacy, okay. All right, Stacy, we're going to right now do a deliverance on this situation. And I'm going to tell you this, Stacy. In Stuart, I'm not going to tell you where it is, but every Tuesday night we have a healing and deliverance service in Stuart. And the people are good. They're well qualified. They know what they're doing. And I can't, over there, I don't have time to do that, but you get our email address and you email me. And we'll get you there for Tuesday night, and it's 6:30 Tuesday night. But we'll definitely have people that are qualified to walk you through this and help you. And you probably need to be there from what you just told me. So you email me, and I'll see that you get there, okay? All right, now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Jesus, just call and ask for help. And you know, Lord, I know you. And when one of your children cry out to help me, I just know you like a bug. You're going to help them.
Yes.
So, and she's asked a good thing, Father. She wants to be free from anything that's not unclean. Yes. And, you know, you gave us a verse of Scripture. You said in Matthew 21:22, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive.
Yes.
She's asking prayer. She's believing my Father God. I want to be totally set free. I know this is the work of the enemy. And I'm going to rebuke him. Satan, I take authority over you right now over these airwaves, and I absolutely break the assignment that you have of homosexuality, of pornography over Stacy's life. I break it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the name of Jesus, I declare her totally free, totally healed, and set free. You have no more authority over her life. I break your assignment. I speak healing and freedom into her life in Jesus' name. God bless you now.
Hang on one second. Stacy,
you
there?
Yes.
Do me a favor. You've got to get your Bible out, and you got to go to 1 Corinthians today. You got to look at chapter 6. All right? I want you to start at verse 11, because this is going to tell you that all sins that you create outside of the body are one thing, but when you create sexual sins or fornication against your own body, it's a little bit of a heavier thing. So I want you to see what the Bible says about it. Go to 1 Corinthians 6, start at verse 11, and read that so you see. And you are now made whole, you will be pure, and you will be a vessel fit for the master's use. Listen, one more thing. When Satan comes at you, you better rebuke him. Find one or two verses you can cleave to, speak them out loud with authority. When he comes towards you, you speak those verses, you look him in the eye, and you speak them and say, I claim this in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Now get away from me, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're awesome. No problem. Make sure you hit Bob up on that Gmail, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
We have another call here. This Bob, ain't there?
Hit the green and hang up.
Yes, sir.
Yep. No, I thought you already hung up. Stop.
Hung up. Ain't there?
She'll transfer it.
All right. No, I ain't got it. We're on tight. show me. I can't get over this phone. We've never had this problem before today. Hello. Hello. Hang on in there now. The Lord is working, the devil's working, but we know who always wins. Are you there?
Hello? Yes, sir. All right. I'm asking for prayer for my daughter, who she's 5 months pregnant, and she passed out last night. She's in the emergency room right now. I'm heading over there to the hospital. So I'm asking if y'all could just pray for her.
What is her name?
You know, my name is Joy. My daughter's name is Erin.
Erin. I take it, brother.
Yeah. That's excellent. Listen, there's nothing that touches God's heart like a mother praying out for her daughter.
Yes.
I promise you that. When parents cry out for their children, God hears those prayers. You always remember that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to come to you right now.
Yes, Lord, I agree.
Your word says he sent his word and healed them
and
delivered them from all their destructions. So right now we have a mother calling up, daughter's in the hospital.
Yes, Lord.
She's nervous. Things don't look right. A lot of confusion sets in at this time. So we need you, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to come and wash over them, give them that peace that passes their natural understanding, that they can relax, call upon your name. They can thank you as this mother's driving and going to see her daughter, Erin. She can just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you, because what that does, it shuts down the natural realm and Satan's rule and reign, and it opens up the kingdom of heaven to pour into you and to protect you. Do not let your lips stop from praising him and thanking him, and specifically use that name of Jesus to call upon right now. Okay?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Psalm 107:20. Look that verse up when you get there. So you know he sent his word and healed her, and you use that word and you cleave to that, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, we love you for calling so much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Another call, Connie?
For you folks listening, it was Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Is there a live caller on that phone?
No.
Okay. He sent his word and healed them. Listen, let me give you another one. Let's go to Psalm 103:3. Let's back up a second to Psalm 103:3. This is a good one to coordinate with the one I just did. He says, blessed be the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. You folks need to know that, because we get caught in things, we do things, and the first thing the devil does is show you who you are by the identity of what you can see with your natural eye, that which you've done. That is the lie. You're not identified by the mistake you made. You're identified by who your father is. Like in the natural world, you are identified by your mom and dad. When you come into the kingdom, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, as your Father, as your Lord, you're now identified as child of the King, as child of God, as child of Jesus. So when you know who you are, you come down here and he says, God is my Father, who forgiveth all my iniquities, ready? And healeth all my diseases.
That's big.
There's a lot of people out there with diseases, addictions. There's a lot of people out there with physical diseases, sexual diseases. Listen, you've got to make God your Father first. You got to accept Christ as your Savior. Say, Lord God, come into me. Jesus, come into me. I need you to be my spiritual Father. From now on, I yield myself to you. Now, after that point, then you can say, once you get the relationship, you can say, Lord, your word says, Psalm 103:3, that you forgive all my iniquities, all the foolish things, all the sins, all the dumb decisions I've done, and you heal all my diseases. Man, Lord, I'm glad I found that verse, because I'm going to live disease-free from this day forward by your word. Thank you, Jesus.
You need healing after the day. The number is 772-221-11. Now, listen, we feel the anointing here to heal. And we feel the anointing here for the Lord Jesus to heal. So if you need a healing, 221-1100 or out of town, 888-221-8990. Give us a call. The Lord is waiting to help you. The Lord is good. Listen, I just want to continue here a minute. Luke 9:12, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power over all devils. That's big. And to cure disease. All devils, all demons. And he gave them power and to cure disease. This is what the Lord does. This is what the Lord wants to do, okay? Give us a call if you have a problem. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. They departed, went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere, and God has not changed.
Jesus has overcome and conquered the natural realm. Let me say that, folks. Fear is not of him. He has overcome and conquered all that. Amen. So you yield to him, and he's not afraid of any sickness, disease, or fear.
Are you there? Are you there, man?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. This is Bob. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Bob. I'm just I have anxiety, depression, and PTSD.
Uh-huh.
Just need prayer to help me work through this.
What is PTSD? Rough. I'm not sure I know that.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome, sir.
Okay. Well, you mind giving me your name?
Andy.
Andy, let me ask you, Andy, are you in the Word? Like Landon's been preaching, do you know the Lord? Are you in the Word?
I'm working it.
But listen, let me just tell you, I've got a lot of experience, and so has Landon. There's no, not Jesus, my word is spirit, and it is life. So what you want is the spirit of the Lord Jesus, the spirit of his word, the spirit of his life in you. You get it from prayer and in the word. So you're doing the right thing, you want help, and that's great. And God is hearing this. But now you can do better by simply getting in that word. It brings rest, and it brings peace, and it brings understanding, and it brings health. So don't forget that right now. But Andy, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Andy, listen now.
I read Jesus calling every morning.
Okay. Every morning. All right, well, stay in that word. Get in that word of God and put your prayer time in. Right now, we're going to pray. We're going to rebuke the attack on your life, okay? Father, I just pray for Andy now. We come in agreement for him. And we ask you, Father God, for a total healing. We break this assignment of fear. We break this assignment of insecurity and inferiority and post-stress in his life. And every anxiety that he has, Father God, we know this is of the devil. We take authority over the devil. We command him to leave. We break the assignment over Andy's life. He cannot touch Andy. Get your hands off Andy. I write the word in my finger right now. Jesus Christ over Andy's head. He belongs to the Lord. And you're free now. Andy, you spend a lot of time seeking the Lord, and you'll be free, okay? Believe what you've heard today. God bless you.
I got a verse for you real quick, Andy. Write this down. You're a very smart guy. Write this down. Galatians 5:16-26. Please look at it for yourself. This is going to help. This is going to help you a lot. Yeah, Galatians 5:16-26. Okay, meditate on that. God's going to speak to you through it. Okay, I promise you.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, folks. We really need support for our program here. We're paying for this thing out of our pocket. There's no question about it. We are not getting support. We're not asking for a lot. Everybody just helps a little bit. But we really need financial help. It's very easy. Just Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 1603-34958. I'm going to tell you again, so we really need help. Lifeline. One word. Lifeline. Box 1603. Jensen Beach 34958. Or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. How easy is that? Try. It's T-R-Y. Try Lifeline. One word. trylifeline@gmail.com. We'd really like to hear from you. We really would. And listen, we can continue getting information to you if you really need help, or if you didn't get a chance to call. You can email us with your situation. We'll pray for you. We'll contact. We have a place on Tuesday night we can take you to get help. trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 Send your check to Lifeline Box 1603. Jensen Beach 34958. God bless you, and we speak a blessing over your life. And listen, everything you've asked for today, believe for it. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust the Lord Jesus. Trust the Lord Jesus.
Get in your Bible. Get in your Word of God. Number one important thing. You got to get in the Word. Trust me on this. We love you. This is Lifeline signing off.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.